Let's see, we're continuing this evening. Emirat Hashem, tonight's daf, tonight's omid is Kuf Aleph Omid Beis 101B. We are picking up Emirat Hashem on Kuf Aleph Omid Aleph 101A. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 lines up from the bottom. Ini. So the Gemara says, is that so? That we actually hold in Kiddush Ela Mamakom Suda, that you have to have Kiddush where you have your meal. I Bahamra Abaye, Komili Demar, Hava Ovid Kirav. And Abaye said as follows: everything that Mar did in accordance with Rav. Lebar mehani tlas to Ovid Kishmuel, with the exception of the following three things, which he did in accordance with Shmuel. What are these three things? Number one, material in baget lebaget, that you can move, you can remove tzitzis from one baget, put them onto another baget. Madlikin miner lener, you can light one ner Chanukah from another ner Chanukah. Valoch Reb Shimon begreira, and ultimately the halacha follows Reb Shimon. When it comes to dragging a bench on Shabbos, what's that case? The Sanya, the Bishimon Omer, Gorer Adam Mita Kisei V'Safsal B'Shabbos. A person could drag a bed, a chair, a bench on Shabbos. O Bilvach Lo Yiskavim Lasos Choritz. As long as you do not go ahead and have kavana to make a furrow. Making a furrow would be a malacha on Shabbos. This is what's called the Davar Sheino Miskavim, something you don't have intention for. And Rabbi Shimon Paskins that a Davar Sheino Miskavim, an unintended malacha, ultimately is going to be mutter, to which the Gemara says, "Kechumri derav havi avid, kekuli derav lo havi avid." So he paskin like the chumras of Rav, but he did not paskin like the kulas of Rav. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Afi deyayin nami yazir." So again, let's go back. Rabbi Yochanan says that, remember again, when you make kiddush, let's say in one place, and then you go and you have your meal somewhere else, not only have you fulfilled the mitzvah of Kiddush, Rabbi Yochanan says, but you don't even have to make a new Brei Pri HaGafen when you get to your new location. Now, why is that? But as Rabbi Yochanan tamei, Rabbi Yochanan goes according to his reason. Rabbi Yochanan, Tam Rabbi Chanin Bar Abai, Amar Pidas, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Echad Shinui Yayin, Amud Beis, whether you're going ahead and you're changing the place where you're drinking, or the echad shinui makom. Well, I'm sorry, shinui yain. I'm sorry, means you're changing the type of wine that you're drinking. Rashi says, Rashbam says, shevielo yain mechaves acheres v'yeshlo tam mishuna. So let's say you're drinking wine and they bring you more wine from a different barrel that has a different flavor. So whether you have a change of wine or you have a change of location, ein sarach lebarich. You do not have to make another bracha. So the Gemara says, Meisvei, the Gemara raises a kasha, Shinui makom sarach levarech, Shinui yayin in sarach levarech. The Braisa says, if you change places, you have to make a bracha, but if you change wines, you do not have to make a bracha. So again, the Gemara says, Tifta Rabbi Yochanan Tiyufta. This clearly refutes the position of Rabbi Yochanan, that again, halacha lemaisa, Shinui makom, a change of location, is going to require another bracha on wine. Yosef Rav Idi Bar Abin Kamed Rav Chista. Rav Idi Bar was sitting in front of Rav Chista. That's Rav Chista, the Kamer Mishmed Rav Huna. And Rav Chista said on the Rav Huna, Had Amrit Shinei Makom Tzarech Lebarech, that which we said, that if you change location, you have to make another bracha, Lo Shano Elam Mibayis Lebayis, that's only if you're going, let's say, from one home to another. Ava Mimakom Lemakom Lo, but if you're changing locations within the same home, let's say upstairs to downstairs, a different room, you do not require another bracha. Amrit Rav Idi Bar Avin, Hachi Taneli Masnisa, Debei Rav Hinik, Varmilev Masis, Debei Rav, Debei Bar Hinik, Kavasech, Bel Rav Huna, Masnis Kamashman. So again, if this was already stated, is Rav Huna just telling us something that was already stated before in a Mishnah, to which the Orna Bryce says, Shay Kimar says, Rav Huna, Masnis no Shmile. Rav Huna never heard this before. Rav Huna never said this. So again, Rav Huna thought he was introducing a novel idea. It turns out it's not so novel. It was taught before. But again, nevertheless, the Gemara is saying that the halacha is when you change locations, change of location means from one house to another house. But to a different room in the same house, ultimately, again, is not called shinui makom and would not necessitate another bracha. Furthermore, Rav Chista was sitting and he was saying over the following, Hada amrit shinui makom tzarech lebarech. That which we say, that a change of location, you have to make a bracha. Lo amar ela bedvarim shein tuunin bracha la'achrein bimkoman. That only applies, listen, this is actually very interesting, to food items which do not require a bracha achrona in the place where they are being eaten. In other words, we're going to see that there are different types of food categories. Some food categories require a bracha achrona in the place where they are actually being consumed. Other foods, you can make a bracha achrona wherever you are, even if you change locations. So the Gemara says like this, that which we said, that ultimately, again, shinei makom only change locations that you have to make a new bracha. That's only by something that does not require a bracha achrona in the place where you ate. Well, the idea being there is because since the food itself is mobile, therefore by definition, when you go to a new location, you're going to require a new bracha. Aval dvarm hatu'uni bracha lachem b'mkoman, ein tzarech levarich. But ultimately, again, but when you are eating a food that requires a bracha achron in the place where it was consumed, even if you change locations, you do not have to make another bracha. The Rashbam says over here, Kolomar, bracha chashuva b'fnei atzlam, hilchach tzrichim b'mkoman, kigon shiva saminin, tisvu bracha achas min shalosh, ho v'lo berach achrein, bachum makum acher lisog, adas kviyas harishona, halach levarich bracha achas, al shteyen, let's listen to this. So essentially, this good example of this would be, let's say, mizonos, right? So mizonos requires an alamichya. Alamichya really has to be recited in the place where you ate. So the Gemara says, in a case like that, even if you changed situations, you don't have to make a new bracha. Now, what's the reason for that? The Rashbam says the logic for that is that since you're going to have to go back to your original location anyway to make your bracha achrona, therefore, again, your new act of eating in this new location is considered to be an extension of the old one. So the Gemara says, my time. The Gemara says, this is my time. L'kviya kama hadar. Because you're going to have to go back to your original kviyas, to your original location. Since you have to go back and make the bracha achrona, therefore, even though you change location and eat in this new location, that new act of eating is considered to be an extension of the old one. Rav Sheshes and Rav Sheshes said, echad zeh ve'echad zeh tzarech levarich. Rav Sheshes said, no. In either case, whether you're eating a food that requires a bracha achrona in place or a food that doesn't require bracha achrona in place, either way, if you changed location, you have to make a new bracha. So the Gemara says, "Meisvei areiz akasha b'nei chabura shei mesubim lishtos va'akru ragleim la'aseis likras chasan al likras kala." So let's say again, a chebra sitting down and eating together, or actually, they're sitting together to drink wine. Remember, now drinking wine together creates a kvius, creates like a significant gathering. An established gathering. So they're sitting together to drink wine, and then they get up to greet a chasen and kala. They leave. Kishen yotzin, when they leave the house, ain't tu'un bracha l'mafreya, kishen chozrin ain't tu'un bracha l'chatrila. So again, when they leave, they don't have to make a bracha achrona, and when they come back, they do not have to make another bracha rishona. When is that so? B'medar murim, shenichu sham zakin ochola. That's when they left someone from the group behind. Now the example it gives is like a sick person or an older person who obviously wasn't going out to dance with them, you know, for the chasen and kala. But the idea is it doesn't really matter who it is. The idea is that they left someone from the group behind. Because someone from the group is behind, that member of the group who remained behind essentially tethers the rest of the group to the place where they ate. Therefore, they need not make a bracha achrona when they leave, before they leave, and they need not make a new bracha rishona when they come back. Now, interestingly enough, what do you infer from this? That if everybody left, that they would have to make a bracha achrona before they left, and they would have to make a new bracha rishona when they returned. Now, midiktani ikru raglehen michlal de bidvar matu unim bracha lachreim imkoman askinon. Now, what's interesting is as follows. The fact that the Gemara used the lashon of akru raglehen, they uprooted their legs, that indicates to us that what they were eating, or in this case drinking, was something that required a bracha achrona in the place where it was being consumed, which would be true of wine. And yet, interestingly enough, despite that, the only reason they don't have to make a bracha achrona before they leave is if they leave someone behind. V'taima de'nichu sham zakin achola hu dechashen yotzin into a bracha mafreya chashen chozin into a bracha lechatchila. The reason they don't have to make a bracha achrona before they leave or a bracha rishona when they come back is because they left someone there. Avalohi nichu sham zakin achola. But yet you see from here that if they did not leave someone from the group behind, tuunin bracha lemafreya ukeshen chozin into a bracha lechatchila. Ultimately, again, but yet, what do you see? If they didn't leave anyone behind, they would be obligated to make a bracha achrona before they left and a bracha rishona when they came back. This contradicts Rav Chista, because Rav Chista said that the only time that shinui makom, change of location, necessitates a bracha achrona when you leave, or a new bracha rishona, right? Or I should say a new bracha is when, let me say it differently. The only time that a change of location requires a new bracha is when you're consuming something that does not require a bracha achrona in the place where the food was being consumed. But if you require a bracha achrona in the place where the food is being consumed, then halacha lemaisa, you don't have to make another bracha even with shinui makom. Here, it seems to be what determines whether or not you need a bracha achrona or a new bracha rishona is, did you leave members of the group behind? Amar Nachman by Yitzchak. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak says, as Azavos, I top of Kuf Beis 102a, Man Tana Akiros, Rabbi Huda. Ultimately, again, who is the author? Who is the author of this price of Akiros, of the group kind of not disbanding, but dislodging themselves, going to Gvira Chassan and Kalo? It's Rabbi Huda. We'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up Emirat Hashem with who Rabbi Huda is and what he said. Emirat Hashem next year. Shkoyach, everyone.